Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we are in Zurich. Monocle's annual Quality of Life conference takes place in the city this week, and if you happen to be one of the guests, or otherwise lucky enough to visit this beautiful city in near future, it is now worth listening carefully. Monocle's man in Zurich, Carlo Silberschmidt, caught up with Kieran Banerjee for a tour of his favorite food and drink spots in the city.
Our man on the ground for Monocle in Zurich is Carlo Silberschmidt. He's been a busy man as of late, and with our fourth Quality of Life conference ready to kick off at the end of the week, and with the final touches being made to our space here in Seefeld District, coordinating such an operation can work up quite the hunger. Over the past few months, I've paid Carlo several visits, and on each occasion have been treated to an amazing range of cuisine stretching from each corner of the city. Today, Carlo is going to take us on a trip of some of his favourite joints, whether it be for a leisurely breakfast, brisk business lunch, or a more formal Swiss fare for dinner. Let's head out of the studio and onto the street to investigate some of Carlo's top picks. Okay, so Carlo, we've walked out of our brand new space here at 90 Dorferstrasse in the Seefeld district. Tell us about this area of Zurich, and if you were coming for a bite to eat, where you may wander to.
We're in lovely Seefeld. Seefeld is the district which is next to Lake Zurich. It's a quiet but very charming neighborhood. We have plenty of restaurants. It's always been kind of a hotspot for new restaurateurs to call this their home, and we recently had lots of new restaurants in this area, so it's rejuvenating and seeing a lot of good development.
Okay, so we've just going to start our walk down away from the new office, and we're going to head to Lake Zurich for a spot of breakfast and maybe a dip as well. Where are we going to go?
We're going to Badi Utuke, and this is one of the oldest swim places in Zurich. And what's lovely about swim places in Zurich is that they always have like a nice little cafe where you can get a bite to start the day.
Okay, perfect. So we're now down by the lake. It's a beautiful sunny day. I'm squinting. I had to get my sunglasses to reflect off the very clear water. So what are we going to have for breakfast?
Here at Badi Utuke, they always have like a nice selection of simple but lovely dishes, like a good Birger muesli and of course a Swiss croissant, a Gipfeli, and some fresh orange juice.
Amazing, perfect before a nice dip in the lake. Is it going to be cold, Carlo?
It's going to be refreshing, it's not going to be that cold.
Right, I've just got out, I'm soaking wet. That was very refreshing, I can say that.
Was it cold or?
It was not as cold as I expected. However, I think the breeze is going to get to me.
Excellent. Now it's the perfect time for a little walk through the park where we're going to see some more lunch options. Maybe you smell the smell of barbecue in the air. You see lots of people having brought their barbecues with them. Everyone is grilling their bratwurst. And now we're next to a spot that's called Kiosk. When you haven't brought your own barbecue kit, this is a perfect place to pick one up and to enjoy the afternoon in the sun.
Okay, so a little bit of barbecue has taken place. It's time for dessert. What are we going to have?
We're going to Danny Kissling, who has been running his ice cream stand, Gelati am See, for over 20 years now.
I assume he's a man who knows his ice cream then.
Absolutely, and he's been one of the ice cream pioneers almost in Zurich. He is making it all by himself and actually stands himself behind the counter every day selling his lovely ice cream in summer.
Okay, so we've got a variation of different flavors we could try from here. What are you going to have, Carlo?
I'm going very summery today with some blood orange.
Very nice. I think I'm maybe going to have to go for coconut. I think the weather calls for it.
Absolutely.
Cheers.
More difficult. Cheers.
Carlo has now truly tested my ability to hold a microphone and eat an ice cream. And the Nutella on top is the perfect for a little summer's day. Not great for my beard, though.
In summer, you have this really Mediterranean feeling along Zurich. You're swimming, you have some ice cream in the park, and everyone is really relaxed and totally different pace.
So we've had a spot of breakfast, we've had a dip, we've had a barbecue, and ice cream for dessert. It's going to take me a little while to burn off all these calories, I think. But a little bit later on in the evening, if I fancied popping out, where could I go for some traditional Swiss fare?
So in Seefeld, there's a restaurant called Metzg, which has been specializing on really these hearty plates for lots of time. It's a family-run restaurant. And what you will find on the plate is, of course, a good schnitzel or Zürcher Schnitzlitz, and it's really lovely.
And we're going to now dart back round through the park towards the Monocle offices, more precisely the Monocle Cafe, because I don't know about you, but this weather has got me in the mood for an Aperol Spritz, and I'm told that the bartenders there can make me the best in the city.
Absolutely, it's going to be lovely.
So we've finished here at our new space here in Dorferstrasse 90, because I've been told Nico is going to make the most refreshing and delicious Aperol Spritz I've ever had. Is that correct, Nico?
Sure, absolutely.
Carlo, cheers.
Cheers.
They were Monocle's Carlo Silberschmidt and Kieran Banerjee. This has been episode number 90 of Food Neighbourhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.